Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Wednesday, February 6th. What to know about last night's State of the Union address, a measles outbreak spreading to more states, and T-Mobile's new promise, plus a crypto conundrum and Facebook's newest feature with a time limit. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump used last night's State of the Union address to call for unity between political parties, saying it's time to heal old wounds and, quote, break decades of political stalemate. He discussed bipartisan issues, too, like infrastructure, drug prices, and the economy. But he also continued to push for the funding to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, the main sticking point during the longest government shutdown in history. And he made other jabs at Democrats. Trump also announced plans for a second meeting with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and said it's happening soon, February 27th and 28th in Vietnam. Of course, there was a lot more. Trump talked for an hour and a half from the House chamber with Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sitting behind him. It was Trump's second State of the Union address. Then Stacey Abrams gave the official response for Democrats. She ran for Georgia's governor but lost in a close race. She also called for bipartisanship and pushed back on Trump, saying he used federal workers who had to go without pay during the shutdown as political pawns. She discussed issues like gun control, voting rights, and reducing student loans. We'll see if both parties live up to calls for unity. There's just more than a week to go now until another possible government shutdown. Pope Francis publicly acknowledged for the first time that the Catholic Church has a problem where priests and bishops have sexually abused nuns. The AP reports the Pope was on his way home from the United Arab Emirates when he was asked about this and said, quote, it's true. The Pope said members of the church have been suspended for abusing nuns and the problem of sexual abuse is being dealt with on a case-by-case basis. In 2 weeks, the Pope will meet with bishops to work on a response to other scandals involving priests as well. A recent measles outbreak is now impacting 10 states. CNN says there are 50 cases of measles in Washington state. The governor there even declared a state of emergency last week. But it's not just Washington. NBC News reports New York is also dealing with its worst measles outbreak since the 60s. More than 170 cases have been reported since September. Health officials say the low vaccination rate may be to blame for the rising number of people infected. In fact, the World Health Organization said the reluctance to use vaccines is one of the top 10 threats to global health in 2019, and says the number of measles cases has gone up by 30% around the world. Measles is highly contagious. It can be spread through the air. Symptoms to look out for are fever and a rash. T-Mobile is trying to sweeten the deal to get approval for a merger with Sprint. USA Today says T-Mobile is now promising not to raise prices for the next 3 years if the merger is allowed to go through. T-Mobile hopes to pay $26 billion to merge with current rival Sprint. They're the number 3 and 4 wireless carriers. And some have worried the merger could mean less competition and higher prices. Reuters reports if the two companies do combine, they plan to build new customer care centers that would create more than 5,000 jobs by 2021, plus another 12,000 other jobs to serve small and rural towns. But the Justice Department and the FCC both have to give the thumbs up. The next hearing on this is later this month. We'll see. Well-known clothing store Charlotte Russe filed for bankruptcy. It now plans to close 20% of its stores. The Wall Street Journal reports the company was given a $50 million bankruptcy loan to continue running other stores for now. But if someone does not buy the company later this month, Charlotte Russe may have to liquidate all of its stores. The retail store has seen a huge drop in sales and in-store traffic, a familiar problem in the retail industry. Children's clothing store Gymboree also filed for bankruptcy last month. Experts say more retail bankruptcies are probably on the way. Amazon is planning to tear down an abandoned mall to build a warehouse, and some are saying it's pretty symbolic. Online giant Amazon taking over a worn-down retail space. Rolling Acres Mall once held 140 retailers, but the mall closed in 2013. Business Insider reports Amazon now plans to build a nearly 700,000-square-foot fulfillment center in place of the mall in Akron, Ohio. Construction is set to start in September, and the new warehouse could bring hundreds of jobs back to the area. More news ahead, but a quick break to thank our sponsor, Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that will get you to speak that language you've always wanted to know and speak it with confidence. The hardest part about learning a language for me is not getting overwhelmed and discouraged. But that doesn't happen with Babbel because lessons are broken up and are just 10 to 15 minutes. So it's really doable and it's really convenient. I love that all of your progress is saved across your devices so you can do a lesson on your computer at home and then another one from the app on your phone while waiting for a friend at a restaurant. Plus, it works. Babbel's teaching method has been proven effective across multiple studies. It's no wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in the world. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Yes, for free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try Babbel for free and start speaking that new language with confidence. Now back to the news. A cryptocurrency company owes its customers $190 million in assets, but there's a problem. The only person who can access the accounts has died. MarketWatch reports Gerald Cotton, the CEO of Canadian cryptocurrency exchange Quadriga, died suddenly at 30 years old, and he apparently took all of the passwords with him. The currency is being held in cold storage, which keeps the coins offline and away from hackers. The only way to access the accounts is through a series of passwords and codes. Cotton's widow says she can't even unlock his computer, let alone gain access to the accounts. So now what? Well, the company goes to court. Meantime, they're still working to figure out the passwords, and they're considering selling its platform to pay some of the customers back. Stay tuned. Google is taking an extra step to help you protect your own data. VentureBeat reports Google has created the new Chrome extension, Password Checkup. The extension waits for you to log into websites, and when you do, it detects if your username and password combo has been shared on any hacker sites, and if so, it'll warn you that that password is unsafe. But Google is not the first one to offer this. Firefox has something similar, and there are a number of websites that can check if your online accounts have been hacked. A virtual concert hosted inside the world's most popular video game made history. Business Insider says an estimated 10 million Fortnite players logged in to watch a 10-minute virtual concert by the electronic dance music star Marshmello. And Wired says it could be a preview of the future with virtual reality live concerts, where people are together, yet still at home. Fortnite has more than 200 million registered players worldwide. Have you ever sent a Facebook message and wish you could take it back? Well, now you can with Facebook Messenger's delete button. But TechCrunch says you do have to delete the message within 10 minutes of sending it. After you send the message, you'll see the option remove for everyone, which will pull the message from your friend's inbox. The update comes after Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg deleted some of his own messages back in 2018 when no one else had that option. Well, that didn't go over well with users. So now the option is rolling out to everyone. It's now official. A spokesman for the Academy Awards made the announcement the Oscars will not have a host this year. BuzzFeed News says the Academy Awards ceremony has not gone without a host since 1989, and that show did not go so well. Remember, Kevin Hart was supposed to host this year, but dropped out after controversy over old tweets. Now the show must go on. Instead of a host, a bunch of celebrities will be presenting awards. The Oscars are February 24th on ABC at 8 p.m. Eastern. And that's it. You are all caught up. And thanks to everyone who has left a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, like Jack, who wrote, "Just the right amount of news segments at a length that doesn't make you tune out." The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.